The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I'm your host, Rick Savoia, and this is the show that discusses the topics and issues related to the business of tech. Today, we'll ask a very important question to the techs who work on web-based IT service platforms. Are you a contractor, a vendor, a commodity, or a customer? We'll define each of these business terms and find out which one best fits the techs who work on these platforms. We'll also evaluate the numbers from a poll that asked this very question and read some of your comments from inside the Force Field. Our comment line is open to all listeners 24/7 at 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to record a comment for the show. The Force Field is advertiser-supported, so you can hear it free. You can help support this episode of The Force Field by checking out our sponsors at www.theforcefield.net. Thanks for supporting our advertisers, because you help to keep the podcast going and The Force Field online. I really appreciate your support. It is no secret that the online IT service platforms and so-called marketplaces treat their clients or buyers very differently than they do their techs. The clients are coddled and given every consideration and courtesy, while the techs are generally treated as expendable extras. There's no conjecture on this one. It's a well-documented fact. The buyers are well cared for, and the techs, well, except for a few favored fellows or ladies, not so much. This has been a point of contention almost since the first of these platforms came into existence, and one that is often discussed in various platform-centric news groups and forums across the web, including the Force Field forums. Of course, the clients are customers, so this is perfectly understandable, no matter which side of the platform you're on. After all, the clients are buying the services of the platform, and, more specifically, of the tech. As any good business person knows, the customer is paying for service. Therefore, the customer must be served. What the customer wants, the customer gets pronto, and with a smile. Respecting the customer you serve isn't just good business. It's the right and ethical thing to do. But that presents a very interesting conundrum. Nearly all of these online service platforms also charge a fee to the tech as well. This fee is typically calculated as a percentage of the total invoice billed to the client on each work order. It may vary somewhat, but it averages around 10% across the platforms, although OnForce charges considerably more to, presumably, cover the cost of insurance for the tech, which is another topic entirely. Most, if not all, platforms take their cut from the tech off the top before he or she is paid. Nevertheless, the tech is still paying the platform a fee, ostensibly for the use of the system. In that case, wouldn't the tech who is paying that fee also be a customer? It's an interesting notion, one that has been discussed many times before in the now-defunct OnForce forums. At one time, I held the position that, considering both parties pay, we are all customers, client and technician alike. Interestingly, even among the techs on the platform, not everyone agreed. This surprised me. After all, the platform does require the techs to pay a fee for each work order completed and each customer served. It seems rather obvious. They do pay to play on the platforms. Since the tech pays to use the platform to find work from the platform's clients, that would seem to make the tech a client as well. Yet, some techs didn't see it that way. Why? There are a surprising number of platform techs who don't think of themselves as customers at all. Some even consider themselves employees of the platforms and/or the clients, even though they are clearly told they are contractors. Nowhere is this more evident than on websites such as LinkedIn and Glassdoor, where a number of technicians rank themselves and rate their experiences with these companies as if they were employed by them directly. To muddle things further, with the stringent requirements, rules, and demands on techs from both the clients and the platforms, the line between the terms contractor and employee as defined by the IRS is becoming increasingly blurred on these web-based platforms. Most IT field service professionals are aware of this, and it is a real cause for concern. The tech pays to play on the platforms, so wouldn't they be considered customers? If so, should they not also receive the same considerations afforded the clients of these web-based service platforms? While I still contend that there is some validity to this argument, I realize it isn't as simple as that, and it is possible this assumption may not be entirely correct. So, let's lay it all out here in the open and try to figure this out together. I'm speaking now to the IT field service technician who works on one or more of these web-based IT service platforms. Are you a contractor, customer, commodity, or vendor on these platforms? Where do you really stand in these provider-platform-client relationships, and what is the platform's responsibility to you in that regard? Let's begin. Are you a vendor? To answer that question, we need to first define the term. What is a vendor? A vendor provides or sells a product or service to someone. It can be something sold to another company or a vendor intended for resale to someone else, or it could be something for sale directly to an end user. The vendor can be a retailer, middleman, or even the manufacturer. The vendor is the seller. The vendor sells something, presumably at a profit. The service platforms do not buy anything from you. They take your services and market them to their clients, but they do not buy them from you directly for resale to their buyers. The platform brokers your services with their buyers, and in return, requires you to pay them a percentage of your gross on the product or service you offer. You are not called a vendor, yet, in a sense, you vend your services through the platforms and allow these companies to promote their platforms by touting or vending the services you provide. But there is a twist, and it is a big one. It goes against the fundamentals of good business management, and it is something that you should understand completely before you join any platform. You take all of the risks. The typical platform promotes your services to their clients and allows their clients to use your services freely with little cost up front. The services are rendered and the platform profits before you see a dime. In fact, in this business model, you are the one who actually provides the service and you are the last to be paid. Remember, the way most of these platforms are set up, the client has little or no risk in the transaction, and the platform has no risk at all. They get paid from at least one side of the transaction, whether you collect or not. They control the transaction. So if the client or the platform decide that you did not render services to their satisfaction or according to their demand, you may not get paid at all. Vendors generally do not allow resellers to do that. They sell a product or service direct to the reseller, and they get paid in full for the total cost of the product or service up front, whether the reseller actually sells it to the customer or not. If you are working on service platforms, understand that you are taking all of the risks. Now, before we go any further, I want to clarify my position. Am I telling you that platforms are bad or evil? No, not at all. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. There are techs who do a lot of platform work and are quite profitable. What I am telling you is that platform work isn't for everyone. The techs who are profitable with them understand the platforms and build their business models around that understanding. It's like investing in the stock market. Some make a great living. Others lose their shirts. In order to succeed or even survive, you need to understand how a platform really works, how to work with it, understand the risks involved, and be willing to accept those risks before you jump in. Also, as with the stock market, don't put all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak. Try to minimize your risk and, most importantly, have a backup plan in case things go sour. So, back to the question. Are you a vendor? The answer is yes and no. Okay. Are you a commodity? That depends. What is a commodity? A commodity is something that is bought and sold and that has consistent quality and value. It is generally thought of as a reference to common goods or services with the same margin of quality from one producer to the next. For instance, OnForce considers their techs pros, with a consistent level of experience and talent in IT, and they market them as such. It doesn't matter if the pro is an old hand at a specific task or fresh out of high school. The pro should know how to handle basic jobs for consistently low rates in exchange for a consistently high-level quality of work. That doesn't always happen as they expect. From my own personal experience with OnForce, I have found that it doesn't happen a lot. In reality, while the rates on all of the platforms are generally lower than retail or heavily discounted, the quality of service on any one of them is all over the map. However, many techs work on more than one platform. Therefore, the average performance of platform techs is about the same across the board. So, although you may not be a commodity in the traditional sense, in reality, although they won't admit it publicly, the platforms may consider you one. Are you a commodity? I would say yes. Are you a contractor? Well, what is a contractor? A contractor is someone who agrees to perform work for another according to the terms of a contract. The contract dictates what is to be performed and how. The contractor performs the work and is paid. A contractor is hired by the person or company that does the contracting. The person or company who hires the contractor may be an end user or work for that user as another contractor. The person or company negotiates the payment for services rendered, the contractor performs the services as stated in the contract, and payment is received in full. At least, according to the contract, that's what's supposed to happen. The individual or company who contracts the work does not charge the contractor for the privilege of working for them. The contractor does not pay the individual or company who hired him or her for the privilege of doing the job. The individual or company who hired the contractor is required to pay the contractor for services rendered, and the contractor is to be paid in full. A platform does not do this. It takes a percentage out of the payment to the contractor, typically 10%, and keeps it for itself. Try doing that the next time someone fixes your air conditioner at your house. In addition, a platform such as OnForce insists that the contractor follows specific rules and policies when dealing with their customers as a pro. Some of these rules and policies, while intended to apply to both buyer and provider, seem unusually and unfairly skewed to favor one party over the other. Because of this, there is a disparity in the way contracts between buyer and provider are created, agreed to, or enforced. Platforms may call you a contractor, but you are not contracting directly with the platform for each event. You are contracting with their clients. Yet they also have a contract with you to render the services of their platform in exchange for a percentage of the fees you collect from your contract with their clients. they collect an average of 10% or more of the money earned from each contract. Although the contracts themselves may not be legally solid or binding in all situations, states, provinces, or jurisdictions, you have a contract with the client, but you also have a contract with the platform. Your contract with the client is 100% payable to you, but your contract with the platform requires you to give 10% back to the platform that brokered and managed the contract between you and the client, and to do it up front before you are even paid. So, are you a contractor? Mostly, yes. About 90%. And that brings us to our last question. Are you a customer? What is a customer? A customer is someone who purchases a product or service from a vendor. A customer could be an end user or a vendor who buys a product or service from another vendor for resale, for its own use, or both. A platform sells something to their clients or buyers. It sells your products and services, which you provide in return for payment directly from their buyer. A platform also sells something to you. It sells you work orders, opportunities to work for its buyers. It also sells you the promise that it will allegedly manage your administrative overhead, saving you paperwork and time in collections. It sells you these items in exchange for a percentage of the total amount of each work order. Does a customer sell anything to a vendor? No. The customer buys from the vendor. When you pay a fee on the platform, you are buying something from the platform. In so doing, you are also selling something to their buyer. So, you are paying a fee to the platforms for the privilege of acting as a vendor, a contractor, and a commodity. However, you do this for the use of the platform and the opportunity to work on it. In three ways, you are not a customer. Yet, in another way, you are. You are a vendor, a contractor, and a commodity of these platforms. However, by agreeing to their terms of service, which includes the collection of fees for the use of their service, you enter into a paid contract with the platforms, and you pay for it with a percentage of each fee collected from their clients. Right off the top. They are brokering the deals between you and their clients, and you are paying for it. This makes you their client as well. And a client is a customer. This makes you a vendor, a contractor, a commodity, and a customer. As a customer, you should be treated as one. As a paying customer, you deserve no less. If you work on platforms such as OnForce and Field Nation, how do you characterize your relationship with them? Do you consider yourself a contractor, vendor, commodity, customer, or something else? Tell me what you think. Email your comments to comments@theforcefield.net. We took a poll and asked the techs what they think about their relationship with the platforms. The question was, do you consider yourself a contractor, vendor, commodity, customer, or something else on the platforms? And these were the results. Over 69% of responders consider themselves contractors of these platforms. 8.6% consider themselves vendors. 13% consider themselves a commodity. And a little over 4% chose all four: contractor, vendor, commodity, and customer. One respondent chose employee, which I thought was very interesting, considering the fact they are told when they sign up that they are considered contractors. But the most interesting aspect of this poll is that except for the small percentage that chose all four, no one, not one respondent, specifically chose customer. Which I find ironic, really, because a number of techs do complain about their poor treatment from the platforms, or that they're not given the same treatment as the clients or the same consideration. Yet, according to this poll, they themselves don't consider themselves worthy of being treated as a customer. Is that mindset the fault of the platforms, of the tech, or of some sort of conditioning as a result of working on these platforms over a period of time? I have some thoughts on this, but we'll follow it up in a future episode of The Force Field. Let's hear what some of the techs have to say about the poll. Zenekilla says, well, Field Nation is now requiring insurance, and OnForce banned me. Field Solution work is silly, so right now it's just me and Work Market. Roy says, how would I characterize my relationship with the platforms? Strained, at best. Currently, I'm down from a whole pile of these folks to just Field Nation and Work Market, and I'm not doing very much at all through either of them. Field Nation recently assigned the same work order to me and someone else who claimed to be on site before the actual start time, so I ended up getting a cancellation fee out of it, minutes before I was supposed to start out the door. Their volume for me is way down to single digits per month at this point, way down from what it was. Stuff keeps on coming at me from there, but less and less of it that I'd consider bothering with at all at this point. Work Market has also slowed down to a trickle, and there's one buyer on there that I've done work for before, but who also seems intent lately on sending out a whole mess of stuff with an hourly rate below $20. Since I've gotten reasonable pay from these folks, I hesitate to block them, but mostly at this point, I'm concentrating my energies elsewhere. I like the idea of online work brokers, have ever since I encountered OnForce way back when, but they all seem to go buyer-centric, micromanaging techs, and do other things that I'm not crazy about. Why can't we have a more balanced platform? I'd like to see one where you have an introductory service, and comments by both buyers and providers can be published. The directory on here, referring to the Force Field, is a good start in that direction, and where open communications in both directions is encouraged. Maybe allow for the handling of funds if desired, but don't make it a mandatory part of things. That'd be a worthwhile platform if it happened, but for some reason it doesn't seem to, and it's not real clear to me why that is. And that's from Roy. Well, Roy, that's a good point. And I think the reason is because the platforms, just like the techs, do not consider you their customer as well as their contractor. And the poll, as well as your comments, seem to reflect that mindset. I want to know what you think. Send in your comments and feedback via email to comments@theforcefield.net, post them in our forums at theforcefield.net/forums, or tweet them to me on Twitter @theforcefield, and I'll make sure they get on the show. If you'd like to hear the latest episodes of The Force Field on demand as soon as they arrive, all you need to do is subscribe. It's free. You can subscribe to The Force Field podcast on our website at theforcefield.net or through iTunes, Blueberry.com, and at the Tech Podcast Network on your PC, Mac, tablet, or mobile phone. You can also listen to The Force Field on your Roku, Viaway, or stream it on Stitcher. Well, folks, our time is up. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you'd like to comment on the program, you can email me at comments@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent theforcefield.net, Savoya Media, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. The show is produced and distributed by Savoya Media. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoya. May The Force Field be with you.